This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 171 for Thursday, December 5th. I'm Adam Pellishotti. The ICE Futures canola market received a huge boost on Thursday morning after the release of Statistics Canada's principal field crop report. The data agency cut its previous 2024-25 canola production estimate to 17.8 million tons, 7% lower than the previous year's amount. However, reports that Chinese buyers will slash Canadian canola purchases for fear of anti-dumping duties could temper gains. Chicago soybean, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed are higher. Crude oil is also making small gains. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The January canola contract is up $15.30 per ton at $593.50, while the March contract is up $14.60 per ton at $604.10. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all higher. StatCan estimated Canadian 2024-25 corn production at 15.345 million tons, up 177,000 from the September report, but down 76,000 from last year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 1.732 million tons of corn were sold for export during the week ended November 28th, up 63% from the previous week and exceeding trade expectations. The U.S. Energy Information Administration said ethanol production averaged 1.073 million barrels per day for the week ended November 29th, with stocks up 32,000 barrels at 23.003 million. The March corn contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.32. StatCan raised its 2024-25 soybean production estimate by 371,000 tons from September at 7.568 million, which was also a gain of 587,000 tons from last year. The USDA reported 2.313 million tons of 2024-25 soybeans sold for export last week at the high end of trade expectations, as well as 200 tons of 2025-26 crop to Japan. In addition, 276,000 tons of old crop soy meal and 4,500 tons of new crop soy meal were sold. For soy oil, 19,500 tons of old crop were sold. The January soybean contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.87. StatCan estimated 34.958 million tons of wheat produced in Canada for 2024-25, up 665,000 tons from the September estimate and up 2.012 million from the previous year. Spring wheat production was totaled at 26.1 million tons, up 800,000 from September, while durum was down 163,000 tons at 5.87 million. 378,200 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for export last week. U.S. winter wheat growing regions should see dryness starting next week, except for some soft red winter wheat areas. In Russia, 37% of its crops are in poor condition or have not sprouted, compared to 4% last year, according to reports. Those in good condition were at 31%. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.53. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.48. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.96. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 5th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.